That's thealtarfc.com. Well, good afternoon. It is Monday, another week. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Wonderful, wonderful, right? And the present truth with Rick Rodriguez. And the truth is the news. You don't have enough time to stay on top of everything that's happening. But we're going to try. Over the previous weeks, I have been watching what has been happening with United Kingdom, America, Australia, with the sale of the nuclear submarines to Australia. It has caused quite a stir. China knows that it is a threat, a direct security threat to China, because the three superpowers, the Five Eyes nations, three of the Five Eyes nations are working together to keep China and her expansionism in the Pacific to a minimum. Many things have happened. But I'm going to... One thing that did happen is, in the meantime, Vietnam began last week to have negotiations, dialogue with Japan. In the dialogue, Japan is going to begin to sell weapons to Vietnam. And China is not very happy about that. And a week earlier, before the dialogue began with Vietnam and the Japanese, Kamala Harris had gone to Vietnam, and she had had discussions with the Vietnamese. Kamala Harris, can you believe that? She's doing something. But China warned after Harris's trip, China warned, and this is out of... Let's see, I want to give the... This is out of MoneyWeek.com. China warns Vietnam on outside interference in the South China Sea. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi warned of interference from regional outsiders as he urged Vietnam not to magnify conflicts in the disputed South China Sea. Wang's remarks made during talks with Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister Pham Binh Minh in Hanoi on Friday, this last Friday, came around 2 weeks after visiting U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris called on Vietnam to join the United States in challenging China's bullying. Wang stated, "We should treasure the hard-won peace and stability in the maritime-related problems in a suitable position. We should not complicate the conditions or magnify conflicts through unilateral moves. We should both be alert and in resisting interference and incitement from regional outsiders," Wang said, according to an official statement. So, with the U.K., again, and America and Australia and the sale of nuclear-powered submarines to Australia, China has pretty much taken notice, is on alert. Now, also, China, another thing that China did, and this is just a few days ago, this is on, this, see, the article is from the whatdoesitmeannews.com. China seeks support from Southeast Asia after U.S., Britain, and Australia unveil new security pact. A senior foreign minister official has met ambassadors from the region to discuss the new AUKUS alliance, which he denounced as hypocritical and treacherous. Many countries in the region are reluctant to pick sides between the two superpowers, but the Philippines and Singapore have welcomed the new grouping. Now, the reason that this is important is because it will tie into the prophecies in the Bible that relate to the time in which we live. Christ said, in the decade roughly before his return, in the, let's say half a century, there would be wars, rumors of wars, but little by little, these escalations would take place from a region here, a region there, a continent here, something else over here, you know. It would eventually, like forest fires that have been happening, the environmental plan to heat the atmosphere up using direct energy weapons, like in California, in Siberia, torching these forest fires, torching these forests, and creating these fires. What would happen is you wouldn't have just a war in a region of the world, but you would have beginning conflict in regions of the world. And we have exactly that scenario presently. We have the possibility of regional war in the Pacific with China. We have presently in the Black Sea, the NATO is pressing Russia to respond to ships and to aggravation in that area. We'll be right back.
Your part of Rocky Mountain Paradise has been waiting to burn for 100 years. This fall, you should call Affordable Tree Service North at 568-6898. I have 3 houses fire went around, and Rob's handiwork saved 4 miles of Boulder Mountain Lodge. We can get raging fire to drop out of the trees long before it gets too close to home. If the fire marshal flagged the drive or you're worried about the power lines, call 568-6898.
I'm a tree-cutting man.
You're out with your family when...
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all too common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com. And I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and emergency response training.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Hi, folks. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. The areas in the world right now where there is heated problems. Afghanistan, you have a lot of conflict there. Again, NATO has been working with the Ukraine to cause conflict in the Black Sea with Russia. Now, just in the last week, now it's coming out that once again we have some problems with Kosovo and Serbia. Once again, that's beginning to be a hot spot. It appears as if there's going to be war there once again. Then you have the conflict off the shores of China. China is flying her Air Force over Taiwan, into Taiwan airspace, trying to patrol and control the South China Sea. Still in Israel presently, you have Iran threatening to, still supplying weapons to the Hamas, to the Hezbollah. And Israel is still having to purchase armaments for the Iron Dome program that she has to protect her land and the cities from rockets coming in from the surrounding areas. In along the Gaza Strip, up north from Lebanon, Syria, even from Jordan to some degree. So there's conflict everywhere. And Christ said that this would happen toward the end. Once man, the international, these nations would become like the playground would shrink because of our modern technology. It has just done exactly that. So now America is working with the UK, attempting to continue to work with Japan, with Australia, with the Asian nations. China is trying to work with her sister nations, and this one article I had just left talking about was China seeking support from Southeast Asia after the U.S., Britain, and Australia unveil their new security pact. The Southeast Asian countries that China has reached out to are the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, Malaysia, the nations in Indonesia, along with Beijing. And there were these meetings that took place. And let's see, the Department of Asian Affairs held separate meetings with these ambassadors from these areas. During the meetings, Liu Jinsong denounced AUKUS, which is America, or as Australia, the UK, and the US, as the work of racially and geopolitically motivated cliques. So China is responding. Then the South China, this is out of scmp.com. South China Sea aerial arms race catches Southeast Asia off guard. China has begun operations via her air force over that Southeast Asia area. While, let's see, the article states it this way. This was 4 days ago. Let's see, Chinese military activity in that neighborhood in late May, there was a patrol of 16 Chinese military transport planes in waters just off the state of Sarawak in Borneo. It served as a wake-up call. Malaysia reacted with alarm, lodging complaints to the Chinese envoy and characterizing the incident as an intrusion and a serious threat to national security, even though the planes only skirted Malaysia's territorial airspace. While much of the attention in the wake of the AUKUS deal has been on the potential for naval arms race in the region, this week in Asia, the magazine, a months-long analysis followed the May 31st incident, suggested that an aerial arms race may be equally or even more likely. Not just naval, but now arms. As suggested in a June 4th commentary by Singapore-based defense analyst Wu Shang Su, there is a possibility that the exercise was not a one-off occurrence, but a harbinger of more frequent and sustained Chinese air activity in the region. Of course it's going to be. This was not a one-time thing. China now is not only patrolling the waters off her coast, but now she's extending and going out further in these air patrols. And it's making the sister nations of China very nervous. They don't like it. China is testing to see what she can get away with in these different areas. For Wu, a research fellow at Singapore's School of International Studies, and other leading analysts, the incident raised questions on the preparedness of the Royal Malaysian Air Force, as well as the other regional air forces, for such a scenario. Along with Malaysia and Brunei, the disputants in the South China Sea row, Indonesia is also linked to the dispute as Beijing's 9-line maritime boundary stretches into the northern reaches of its Natuna Islands region. This is alarming in that the May 31st incident could also happen to the Philippines. Chester Cabalza, a fellow at the National Defense University in Beijing and the U.S. Department, stated definitely there is an urgent need to build up the walls in the sky to halt trespassing foreign military activities and following international rule-based norms. China is not going to follow the laws. China is going to violate the laws. Song Zhongping, a former People's Liberation Army PLA instructor, said China's deployment was completely legitimate and reasonable. The Beijing-based military analyst said the deployment demonstrated China's determination to safeguard the sovereignty and security of its reefs. Through these kinds of naval and air force operations, it shows that our combat capabilities are constantly improving, Song said. So in other words, we're going to get stronger. We're going to increase these flyovers, and we're not going to stop. We're not a threat. So just chill out is basically what they're trying to tell these other nations. No, as I have stated, for the last year and a half, the One Belt Road is ready, for the most part, for China to begin the march to Armageddon. Xi Jinping has been going according to the script that I had given this audience. He, and this is before they went into Hong Kong, I had told this audience on the open forums that Xi Jinping, nothing is going to stop him from going into Hong Kong. He's going in, period. China has made it clear what they're going to do. He went in. The sisters, the Asian sisters, China is going to pressure them to stop negotiations of any kind, diplomatic ties with the nations of the West. Britain, European nations, America, Australia. And China will bribe them, pay them off, or force them into working on the plan that China has. China is expanding. The expansionism of China. China got a taste of world hegemony in the last 30 years. She got a real taste of what it's like to be powerful. And she's already tasted it, and she's not going... It's in the culture. It's in the their political world. They... And at the same time, the West was telling China, we're going to assist you in becoming the world order, the center of the new world order. And China didn't forget what was promised. Promises made, promises broken. China wants world hegemony. China's pushing for it. It won't happen. You have two nations right now. China says she wants bilateral or bipolar to work in a bipolar, bipolar world, where a group of nations work together to give direction to the new global society that's coming. The United States wants a bipolar, not a multipolar. The United States wants to be the main empire in the years to come. It will happen. America will be that empire. China will not be. And this is why China is now presently threatened. For Vietnam to begin working with Japan, and the purpose of that dialogue is that Japan will supply Vietnam with not just bullets, but we're talking ships, and we're talking aircraft, fighter planes. And this, I believe, was one reason why Kamala Harris was over there in her negotiations with the Vietnamese government to assure them that the America will stand by Vietnam should there be conflict between China and Vietnam. So that was an assurance from Kamala Harris. With that, they felt comfortable enough to begin the negotiations with Japan. I'll finish this article. Among the literal states disputing China's vast claims in the resource-rich South China Sea, Vietnam seemed to be the best equipped in terms of air defense. And I'd also stated that China needs the sister nations. She needs the land and the wealth, the minerals, the metals on the islands of her sister nations that surround China. She needs that. She needs the oceans. China has a huge appetite because she's got a billion people plus. They need not just rice. They need wheat. They need fish. They need beef, pork, chickens. They're a huge nation. So, Vietnam's air defense is, for the most part, one of the stronger, other than Japan, Vietnam's Air Force has a strength, but Malaysia and the Philippines, they don't have this kind of air power. So, 1360KHNC.com podcast section of the program, of the podcast program. We'll be right back.
This is Bucky Dillon, and the Liberty Revolt is back, founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to develop a better understanding of political philosophy, policies, and their ramifications. So don't miss the Liberty Revolt Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage and MLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with the proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
We're going to jump from Asia. We're going to jump to what's happening in Russia. In December, 9th and 10th of December, there's going to be a summit for democracy. This is a virtual conference that Joe Biden is putting together for the Western nations, the summit for democracy. And Russia's foreign minister, when they found out, they got the news that America was going to host this for the Western allies, Russia's minister criticized the U.S. idea to convene a leader summit for democracy, calling it another example of Cold War style bloc mentality that would split the international community into us and them. This is from RussiaToday.com. Cold War-style crusade against dissenters. Lavrov boasts Biden's idea of democracy summit that divides the world into us versus them. Again, like I just stated in the first half of this hour, Christ said at the end of the world there would be an explosion of regional, international conflicts that maybe they have not broken out into all-out war, but just like sunset, you know when sunset is near, certain things you can tell by the daylight disappearing, you just know. Well, bad example, but an example. Now you have this leader summit for democracy. Lavrov ripped into the current U.S. foreign policy, accusing Washington of trying to split the international community into Cold War-style blocks. In August, U.S. President Joe Biden floated the idea to convene a leader summit for democracy. And this, according to Lavrov, is a glaring example of this divisive policy. He states the participants, of course, will be determined by Washington, that claims the rights to determine a country's degree of compliance with the democratic standards. In its essence, this initiative, quite in the spirit of the Cold War, is quite in the spirit of the Cold War and launches a new ideological crusade against all dissent. Again, Lavrov stated. So, the proposed summit, again, to take place December 9th and 10th, with the U.S. selected leaders of democracies convening for the virtual conference. Now, the stated goals of the event have been extremely vague, with the White House describing it as an open opportunity for world leaders to listen to one another and to their citizens, to share successes, drive international collaboration, and speak honestly about the challenges facing democracy. Well, we see the honest dialogue every day when Glenn Psaki goes before the media. We see the honest, truthful dialogue daily. Now, Joe Biden didn't want to do this and have the members of who he's going to invite, these nations and the leaders of these nations, to come in person. Well, because the COVID is a great reason why not to have everyone gather together. But that's not the reason. The reason they're not going to gather together is because low energy Joe, no go Joe, is not going to be able to do anything longer than maybe a couple of hours at a time. Then he's probably going to have to go. They're going to have to give him who knows what. Infusions of something. Because Joe is not going to be able, he's not going to have the energy. It's a two-day summit. He won't be able to do it. When they went to the G7, it pretty much took a lot out of him. I think it was right after that he had to come back and take a vacation. So, that's what's going to happen in December. It's a us and them mentality. Then out of Australia, out of also Russia today, you know, you're getting more honest news from the enemies of the United States than from the leaders of this country, than the media of this country. That is just a fact. The people of the world do not go to American press for their information because they see through it. American press does not say what is happening in France, in England, in Australia with these lockdowns, with the nations of the world. The American press doesn't say anything about what is happening in China, and the problems that the AUKUS has caused in Europe, that the nations in Europe are ready to abandon the NATO. NATO is going bye-bye, and that the European nations, France and Russia, are about to break away from any continued dialogue with the United States. They've had it. They're thinking that they're going to, it would be better for the European nations to get together and have their own military. Forget NATO. So, but you don't hear about what's happening there, here, because the media here doesn't tell the audience, this nation, what's really going on. So out of RT.com, living in a parallel universe. Australian Prime Minister boasts of Aussie's love of freedom to the UN as police crackdown continues at home. A viral video has contrasted Prime Minister Scott Morrison telling the United Nations General Assembly that Australia believes in freedom and the dignity of all people, with Australian cops beating citizens for not wearing masks. In a virtual address to the UN General Assembly again, he talked up Australia's belief in a world order that favors freedom, a world order respecting the rights and freedoms of the individuals and the inherent dignity of all people, no matter the circumstances. Then you had visuals of a young woman choked out by a police officer for not wearing a face mask, and a couple wrestled to the ground by cops for going unmasked on a beach. It didn't seem to align too much with or too well with the politician's message to the world. Also, cops were seen tackling and choking non-compliant citizens and shooting protesters. All right, we'll be right back. We'll see the truth about the matter with Mr. Morrison.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
What will you do with
Okay, I'm going to finish with this article. So you have cops tackling and choking out compliant citizens. And then commenters online ridiculed Morrison. The prime minister must live in a parallel universe. These people do live in a parallel universe, don't they? Former Australian Senator David Leon Hedgelm tweeted, while another commentator joked that Morrison should have called on the UN to restore human rights in Australia. So, the parallel universe. Again, he's stating that he's respecting the rights and freedoms of individuals in the inherent dignity of all people, no matter the circumstances. And talking about, you know, a parallel universe, let's talk about Pope Francis. I talked about last week that the cardinal Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban asked the Pope to not let Christianity perish. And the Pope responded by telling the Hungarians that they should extend their arms to everyone, referring to migrants and refugees. Yeah. Well, this article, the Pope Francis claimed that conservative critics in his views on issues such as mass migration and climate change are performing the work of the devil. You know, with Pope Francis is not the squeaky clean man that you think he is. He had had an affair with one of the duchess of one of the nations in Europe. She was born in Brazil. I don't want to shock you. And they had a child together, and the child, they don't know what happened to the child. The child didn't reach half a year of age. So, Pope Francis, let's look at the real agendas of Pope Francis. He, again, is not really the legitimate Pope of the Catholic Church, according to bishops and cardinals within the Catholic Church who do not recognize his leadership as a man who is to lead the Church of Rome with his as the Pope. He's the black Pope in the open. And the Catholic people, they really don't know. The Catholic people are blind to the sins of the Catholic Church. And even when the sins are presented to the Catholic people in this country, they, like the people that support the Clintons, the Clintons can do no wrong. Well, the Pope can do no wrong. They don't have a base, a foundation in what the Bible says about this type of evil. There is a great persecution coming to the Catholic Church. The Bible says it. The Church, the Catholic Church, is the church in Thyatira in chapter 2 of Revelation. If you want to see who the Catholic Church is, read what is written to the church in Thyatira. The Catholic Church is the big brother of the Christian community of all the seven churches of God in Revelation chapter 2 and 3. The Catholic Church is the big brother, not the oldest brother, but the big brother. The older brother is the Orthodox churches, but the Catholic Church is the big brother. But the dynamic church of all seven churches is the final church, the Laodicean Church, the Evangelical Churches of America. The Laodicean churches / evangelical churches are the dynamic group of believers of all the seven churches, the most gifted. But now going back to Pope Francis, he also addressed criticism from American conservatives that his liberal views on almost every issue are eroding the Christian foundation of the Catholic Church, asserting that turning back is not the right way. Well, we know who's protecting the pedophiles. We know who's hiding the sins of the Catholic Church. Most of the cardinals are coming out and apologizing for what has happened throughout decades and centuries with the sins of the Catholic Church, with the young pedophiles, with the bishops and the cardinals and the priests being pedophiles. Isn't talking about the hidden secrets of child disappearing, children disappearing. Now, it's no coincidence that Cardinal Robert Serra was removed as head of the Vatican Office for Liturgy by the Pope after he warned the Western civilization was living through its mortal hour. Serra warned that the West will disappear as a result of mass migration, adding that Islam will invade the world and completely change culture, anthropology, and moral vision. So, I agree 100% with this Cardinal Robert Serra. What we're seeing here with the nations of the world, the globalists, they are moving the Islamic army to the other nations of the world. The Islamic army, remember, Islam is not a true religion. They use religion as a guise. They are a military, and they're a political system. And they're moving this political, military, and religious system to the nations of the world. Islam has never been a religion of peace. Never. It has not never been. It is a system to conquer. And the people, the globalists like George Soros, who is funding bringing these people to this country, have a plan to destroy America. It is in the Bible. I don't have time to do it today, but I will do it in the future. It's in the scriptures. We'll be right back to finish out this program.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez, and podcasts for my program, this program during this hour, programs throughout the day, and the weekend hosts that are hosting these programs. Everything is being podcast on 1360KHNC.com. When you go to the podcast section, you can pick the hosts that you want to. Their content is excellent, I think. I'm on here on the weekends, and I enjoy being kind of in the center of all this information. And so you can go to the podcasts on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, to the programs you want to listen to. Also, because I'm new in this hour, we're trying to get help financially. I don't know how to phrase it. Just to bring in, if you want to support this hour, so that I can stay on the air, because again, I hate to say this all the time, but this is an expensive hour. And Joe, Jason have let me have this hour to see what happens in the future and see if we can generate more listening audience. And the station runs, you know, we're not like the big Christian stations. We're not like a CNN. These people get their money from the CIA. We're not like that. We get this from listeners. But if you want to support this program and my you know, what I do, then write KHNC and send help, if you want, to P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And just a KHNC. And then should you, depending on what you want to do and how you want to do it, if you'll make a note that it's for the 2 to 3, the Present Truth Hour with Rick Rodriguez, note that. This way it tells them that the listeners like my program. I know you like Alex Jones and the programs in the morning and the afternoon, later after I'm done. But again, KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And just put a note in there that this is for the 2 to 3 hour program. Now, I had talked in the past about the possibility that in the, and I know we're going to end this hour quickly, so I'll just mention this. I'm looking at some research. There is possibility that there is Nephilim. I know you may not understand this. Many of you probably heard this for the first time. There may be Nephilim DNA in the vaccinations. I'm going to discuss that, I think, tomorrow. I want to put together a good program on that. Half human, half angel DNA, the Greek god type of creatures in Greek, you know, the myths of the Greek mythology, but it's not mythology. In the book of Genesis, there were angels who came, mated with women. They had offspring, and these offspring were called Nephilim. Is there Nephilim DNA in
looking to buy or sell real estate? Call James Morgan with Grisham & Associates, LLC at 720-203-0731 or go to coloradoproperties.online. James helped me and my wife buy our house in 2020. It was a very pleasurable experience. He's really smart. He helped us pick the right property. We had a place we wanted to buy a house in, and we were going to settle on this property. A couple days later, working with my wife, we found a much better house at a cheaper price. It was great. James is really good at what he does. He's there to help you. He's not too busy with all his other clients. Call the number 720-203-0731. James Morgan with Grisham & Associates, LLC. And by the way, James Morgan is an official sponsor of the Half Empty Cup of Joe morning show.
Again, that's 720-203-0731.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort